the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and a very warm welcome. Iran exported more than $600 million worth of technical and engineering services in the 4 months to July 22, 2011. A senior official at Iran's Trade Promotion Organization who made the remark added that about $375 million worth of the services were provided to Belarus. The official added Tajikistan, the Azerbaijan Republic and Pakistan are among other customers of Iran's technical and engineering services. He went on to say that Iranian companies are trying hard for the export of their technical and engineering services to hit the $4.5 billion mark by March 2012. According to the latest reports, exports of Iran's technical and engineering services surpassed $3 billion in 2009. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad praised the humanitarian decision by Amineh Bahrami, who pardoned the man who had blinded her in an acid attack. In a meeting with Bahrami and her family, the president said the act of forgiveness that occurred in the case is an honor for the Iranian nation and caused many to learn a lesson from it. Ahmadinejad hoped the pardon would prevent any such attacks in the future. The acid attack victim, Bahrami, in turn, talked to the president about the individual and social reasons behind the decision, as well as the sufferings endured in the trend of treatment. In 2004, Majid Movahedi, whose marriage proposal had been rejected, poured acid on Bahrami's face, leaving her blind and badly disfigured. In 2008, the criminal was sentenced to an eye for an eye punishment, but Bahrami pulled out of the at the last minute. Iran's first vice president, Mohammad Reza Rahimi, says expansion of legitimate trade and preventing goods and foreign currency smuggling are essential for the country. Speaking in a meeting on fighting financial crimes and smuggling, Rahimi said intelligence and security bodies need more coordination and support in that regard. He added, from now on, Iran will fully monitor its entry point through effective actions of governors of border provinces. Rahimi also said a bill on fighting smuggling has been handed over to the lawmakers that, once approved, would help drastically cut illegal trade at border points. Just days before Iran will announce its verdict on two Americans jailed in Iran on espionage charges, the New America Media News website has expressed hope that the holy month of Ramadan might help them get free. William O. Beeman, a specialist in Middle East studies at the University of Minnesota, wrote in a commentary that Iranians know that the border of Kurdistan, over which Shan Boer, Josh Fatal and Sarah Short traveled, has been a route for infiltration of spies since the occupation of Iraq by the U.S. in 2003. The article also read that in recent months, the Obama administration has returned to those tired accusations promulgated by George W. Bush against Iran, and that has made it difficult for the Iranian government to show clemency. NATO warplanes bombed the Libyan capital early Friday as Muammar Gaddafi's regime accused revolutionaries of sabotaging a key pipeline feeding the country's sole functioning refinery. Reports indicate about 10 loud explosions rocked the city around 1:30 a.m. local time. Shortly afterwards, Libyan television said civilian and military sites at the southeastern suburb of Khalat al-Ferjan had been targeted by, quote, the colonialist aggressors, unquote. Deputy Foreign Minister Khalid Kaim, meanwhile, said late Thursday that rebel forces had sabotaged a pipeline in the Jebel Nefusa region, a mountainous area southeast of Tripoli. Kaim added this would lead to a shortage of electricity in the capital, as oil and gas are used at Zawiya refinery to generate power. He also said food and medicine supplies are spoiling in the capital due to long power cuts. Turkey has selected four new generals to lead its armed forces in a shakeup which is seen as consolidating civilian control of the military, the second largest armed forces in NATO. General Necdet Özal was named as the new chief of general staff. Meanwhile, the presidential spokesman told reporters that President Abdullah Gül had approved the appointment of new chiefs for the country's ground forces, navy and air force. The change came after four top generals quit last week. Iranian wrestlers harvested six medals on the first day of the Asian Cadet Greco-Roman Wrestling Championships. The competitions in the Thai capital city of Bangkok saw Iran's Reza Khedri outpoint a Kyrgyz opponent in the final bout of the 46-kilogram category. Payam Buyeri routed an Indian final rival in less than a minute to win the gold medal of the 63-kilogram weight class as Ali Sharifi stood top in the 69-kilogram category. In three failed gold medals attempts, Mohammad Payamani, Ali Arsalan and Ramin Tahiri settled for the silver medals in the 42, 50 and 54 kilogram categories respectively. Three other Iranian wrestlers will take to the mat on the closing day of the tournament on Friday. And a record-breaking bubble artist has drawn a big smile on the faces of adults and children in his interactive gazillion bubble show in China.
They are delicate, beautiful, and gone with a pop. For most of us, blowing soap bubbles is a distant memory from the past, but not for Canadian bubble artist Fan Yang, who takes it to a whole new level. And this time, it was the Chinese turn to get blown away by his extravagant bubble spectacular, Gazillion Bubble Show, which premiered in Beijing. Yang says that the show is designed to be interactive with his audience, showcasing both the artistic and scientific aspects of bubbles. Yang holds multiple world records, including this one, of having the most concentric bubbles inside each other. And this, fitting the most people in a single soap bubble, which he broke seven times over, now set at 150. Bubble artistry, which wouldn't have been possible without his firm determination since the age of six.
I was trying to find a way how to enhance, to expand the life of the bubbles, to stay, to float in the atmosphere as long as possible.
Yang's dreamy show even wowed the youngest fans. And for these little bubble blowers, Yang might have transformed their playtime into a real dream.
Well, that's it for this edition of Drama Jam Network News. For me and the rest of the team, have a very good day. Bye-bye.